This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. So back in the early 1980s, probably like very close to the early 1980s, early maybe 1981, we had a company that we formed, two of USA Prepares instructors and I formed this company in Silicon Valley, California. And we were manufacturing satellite communications receivers, you know, those big dish antennas, that kind of equipment. And we were a pioneer. And ultimately we came up with a really neat technology, and that would be cable television without the cable. Can you imagine? So instead of running cable everywhere, we developed a technology that would allow you to just have a set-top converter box and an antenna that you would point toward the transmitter, and you would be able to get television over the air, cable TV over the air. And what we didn't know was just because you had really great technology, just because you had the best product in the marketplace didn't mean you were going to make it. Didn't mean you would even be allowed to make it. Sometimes the government gets in the way. Sometimes you have to bribe government officials in order to get to the market. And we didn't do that. We did not do that. So we were unable to market our equipment, our designs. And it was really innovative. So we were sitting around in the little conference room we got to use every once in a while. We rented the loft in a large building. And when people would come, they would be really impressed because it was a nice building. And they had secretarial staff and they had salespeople. And they didn't work with us. They were there. And we just rented the loft, an unheated loft above the above the workers' areas, the office. So we were in an unheated loft. And if we needed to, we could use the conference room once in a while. So we're in the conference room, and we're just kind of scratching our heads, saying, what are we going to do? You know, this really cool product that we wanted to sell in the marketplace, we couldn't do it. So one of my business partners said, well, radar detectors, you know, we can make them. That's not a problem. And we were talking about the different kinds of technologies for radar detectors and, you know, how far out it would need to reach before or so it could prepare you to slam on the brakes if you were speeding or even if you weren't speeding, just to let you know that the police were there, you know, aiming their radar guns at you. And I said, no. Why would we do that? Why would we build a radar detector? Forget it. Let's build a radar jammer. Let's jam it. And my business partners looked at me like, you've lost your mind. And I said, okay. So it's illegal, right? Yeah, okay. It's illegal. All right, so let's build kits and sell the kits. And we won't be the ones actually finishing it. And if people bought all the parts, they could build their radar jammers. Well, we never did that either. But that was how angry I was. I was so angry that we lost this opportunity because it was a really good technology. because we didn't understand that to play the game, you have to grease the skids. You know, having the best product doesn't mean that you're going to be able to sell it. Sometimes you have to pay people off. That's how business works. And it's disgusting. So we didn't build the radar detectors, and we didn't build the radar jammers, and we didn't build this television without cable system. So I just wanted to share that with you, Rick. And so in my latest pursuits, I've decided, and my son just said to me, "Why are you doing this, Dad? Like, what's wrong with you?" Well, I've decided to run again, this will be the third time, for the board of directors of the local electric cooperative. And the electric cooperative just sent me what they believe is a bio for me. And here's what they say. Now, of course, I've got to change this. It says, this is verbatim. "Mr. Finelli has taught both students and teachers in all grades through college, with his instruction featured on radio and the NBC Today Show, period. He hosts USAPrepares.com, the largest preparedness daily radio broadcast in the country, period. As an innovator, he has experience in electronics, electricity, carpentry, automotive engineering, and building construction, period. He has farmed for 29 years, with 13 years in the Cooperative Electric Service territory. Married for 39 years." That's it. So they've expanded the format so I can now have 110 words. I can have a bio with 110 words. I have to get at least 15 signatures from members of the electric cooperative. That means customers. 15 members. Now, I can't have like a family of five that has, you know, an electric meter. I've got to have 15 separate electric meter customers. And then I can be nominated by those 15 people to run for the board of directors. Now, they want to know why I want to run for the board of directors. And that's kind of easy. The electric rates are too high. And I want to encourage solar electricity generation by the members so that if the grid has a problem, we just disconnect from the grid and we'll have some amount of electricity to be shared among those who are in the cooperative. Those are, you know, the principal reasons. It's an uphill battle. No one has ever been elected who has done it from petition. The only way that you get elected is if you are nominated by the nominating committee. The nominating committee is two people who the current director, of which there are nine, has selected to find someone to replace him or her. So how's that going to work? How would it work that you'd have two of your buddies, you say to them, "Hey, Tom and Harry, look, I'll tell you what, you got to find somebody to run against me. And, you know, we're buddies, right? Okay. So find somebody to run against me, and you're the nominating committee, and pick someone." Now, who do you think they're going to pick somebody with any hope of winning? The first time I ran, I ran against the nominee from the nominating committee. She was a cashier at Walmart. She was a cashier at Walmart. Now, I'm not saying that cashiers are bad people. I'm just saying that what is the likelihood that a cashier at Walmart with a high school diploma knows enough about the electric power grid, Ohm's law, and business sufficient enough to be on the board of directors to control the corporation? That's what's going on. So what happens is the membership committee, it's unwritten, but I believe their function is to find someone who can't possibly win, so that the directors keep getting reelected.
What you do is you come at them from the back door. And the way I would do this is realize there's no way you're going to get inside to run the machinery. And so what you do is you come up with an alternative and have a competitive company. And the way I did that here locally is that I have just designed a solvent extraction recovery plant, critical carbon dioxide, for under $2,000. I'd use old 305 stainless from Coca-Cola vending machines. Eat me. Then you could do the same thing by taking old used bicycles and converting it into a water pump so that you could, when the grid goes down, here is your emergency backup getting your water out of the ground bicycle. $200. You can get them for less than $20. You slightly make modification on it so that it hooks to your well, and you now have a power company competing with electricity. And it's a metaphor. Now, anybody can do that, and you especially could do that. What you do is you have a little tiny welding company out in that barn I saw. It'd be a very cool little thing in there. And you go out and you collect for scrap the stainless steel that is going for scrap at old Coca-Cola vending machines. They use a 305 rather than a 316 stainless, which will still work as a critical at-home sit on your kitchen table and allow you to do your own extraction at farm gate, vertical integration, so that when you choose to do an herbal pharmacy, you do it vertically so you can sell it and give it or barter it to your neighbors for heart medicine and whatever CBDs that you might want to be playing with. I have a plan on how to decentralize everything. And that's just exhibit A. What you're trying to do is take and make people a little bit more independent. And if you want to be a little more independent, that you don't require your neighbor a just-in-time delivery system with Walmart at 3 days for food, you do your own in-house garden and have a solvent extraction plant that you can lay out on your kitchen table and pull the chemistry that you need that you can now give to a hospital or your neighbor next door. Once you have that concept in energy in your mind's eye, the electric company is lost, ultimately, because when the grid does go down, people are not even going to be able to access their computer after a certain period or their cell phone battery.
Absolutely right.
And
we'll be right back. And you mentioned herbal pharmacy. Let's talk about that, because it dovetails with this discussion. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You mentioned an herbal pharmacy and vertical integration. And so how can we make our own CBD oil? Hemp oil. How can we make our own?
Easy. You grow hemp. Special farms, there's cultivars. That's, there's ones that are called train wreck, and that's real high in THCs. And then there's another one called silky rope, and that's a good one for CBDs and long chain fiber. If you're going to make your own clothing, rope, or tarps. And if you want a tarp, all you have to need is a spinner and a loom. If you want to do CBDs, you're going to need some chemistry. Toluene, one of the other strippers, there's different ones. You used to get them at drugstores. Now you have to go to scientific supply houses. The one in Oregon is Van Waters and Rogers Scientific Supply. Every state has one. Portland is a real cheap one. And you can get any chemistry you want in any level you want and include such things if you're going to make, let's say you're going to make methamphetamine. Okay? If you wanted to do that, all you need is a anhydrous ammonia. And you can buy that at a gas company. But wouldn't it be nice if you could make your own anhydrous ammonia as a solvent? I'm not going to make meth. We're going to go to CBDs, which are better than opiates. And by the way, it also works on poppy if you wanted to use poppy. And this CO2, critical CO2, carbon dioxide, is a real simple one. You can make your own critical CO2, or you can buy it down the street because it's used as a refrigerant like all kinds of other things are in your heat pump. Now, when you make these things on site, now you have a control of pricing, and now you can sell your product, not, quote, what the market will bear, but fair wage markup. And CBDs are now being shown to be working for all kinds of pain, including, you know, glucosamine and chondroitin. It's a better pain reliever in terms of inflammation in the body. It stops it. The inflammation is what's going to be the big one for all of us. As we get older and older, it's inflammation. And what you want to do is not allow that to go through the body like a resonant cavity oscillator where, you know, this bone talked to that bone and that bone made it to the choke bone and it, you know, talks itself up the line to, you know, you're aching all over. CBD, stop that nonsense. And the best ones are now being discovered that they need to be kicked off with just a little bit of THC, and you're good to go. Now, imagine what your neighbor will give you from his corn crop. I don't want to grow corn, but if I like to eat some corn, but, you know, give you from his corn crop, you give him a little bit of CBD. That's what an herbal pharmacy is about. It's going to be about delivering heart medicines, blood thinners, and other kinds of stuff from natural products rather than synthesized, like, I don't know, what's the one that everybody likes? It's I've forgotten so much that I have not even begun to, you know, originally, everything came from natural products, and World War II stopped that nonsense because Germany was the primary supplier of raw materials, herbs. And so you have various roots that will make muscle relaxants. And, you know, that part, muscle relaxant for migraine up in a smooth muscle, you can use all kinds of herbs that will do that as a muscle relaxant to be distinguished differently than a CBD, which is a depressant. Now, alcohol is a depressant. Everybody knows how to make alcohol on a red. There's your solvent. You want to do it, that's not a very good one. It'll maybe 90%, 94%. You want to get into the purity where you're just a little dabble do ya kind of thing. Then, you know, that's a simple extraction. And
hold that thought. We'll be right back. Rick will
stocks
be right
and options
back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two big U.S. cities are largely without power this morning, and also parts of them are waterlogged after torrential rainstorms on the 4th of July. In the Pittsburgh area, a slow-moving storm last night dumped several inches of rain, dropping trees that are now blocking roads. And in Houston, Mayor Sylvester Turner says they got a lot more rain than expected.
We were expecting 2 to 3 inches of rain for the entire day. In some parts of our city, right at I-10 and 610, we got as much as 8 inches of rain.
The government's jobs report comes out tomorrow, but a private sector jobs report from ADP and Moody's Analytics out today says the economy added 177,000 jobs in June, falling short of the predictions of 190,000. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Thank
God, you're
take my. When you go,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, let's say a person wants to vertically integrate. I could be that person. And let's say I want to make some CBD oil.
How about this instead, Vincent? You do what they call an incubator. That field there where you have the cattle on the right side when you come in, just that little two-acre plot right there. And you you put a marijuana in there, legal, right there for, and then you bring all the grade school kids in an exercise from different schools to come in and watch how you grow it, how you break it down into fiber and spin it, and have a small loom. And I have that project going on right here in Grants Pass by a bunch of Indians. Teaching
what about the legalities?
How to do it.
What about the legalities of it? Will we be inundated by
in the state of Oregon, it is legal to grow hemp and or medical marijuana. Now, there are restrictions in cities, but the counties, oh yes, the counties tried to regulate and take control of our medical marijuana and our CBD hemp. And what happened next is the state overruled them, so they can't. And what I'm doing is instead of having three buyers in the state of Oregon that control that CBD, I have decided to create a small cottage industry with a couple of friends of mine that weld. And what they're going to do is supply, if you want, a $2,000 critical extraction recovery plant that'll sit on your kitchen table. Now, that takes care of that regulation right out of the gate. And now you have, with, I don't know, morning glory seeds, you have lysergic acid amides that are used in all kinds of research and consciousness studies and medicine. Lysergic acid amide is, one of your neurotransmitters that all hospitals use. Where do they get it? Well, they get it from Chicago, Mallinckrodt. Mallinckrodt gets their opiates from Turkey. I started a study out here with County Extension growing the scarlet poppy, which is codeine, as a bulk field crop that you go in and green shop off of Indian reservations because they, while it requires site visits, the Indians can do it like gambling. And you ship that in a locked container all the way up to Saskatoon, and you have it put in an ampule, set in a sealed container, brought back to the reservation, and this time it's the Yurok and the Crescent City where they have a port of export. And now you can sell it to China. And imagine we were doing that with Feverfew, which is different than, what's that stinky root? Valerian root for codeine, Valerian root does, it's a muscle relaxant. Real simple one. Well, in any case, yeah, I can look it up real quick. That is a simple thing to grow around swampy areas. If you have a swamp near you that's, valerian is, what is that? I forgot what that is. That's the little blue pills that we used to take that made you mellow and go back to sleep after doing something wrong. I forget which one it is. They used it in dolls. You don't remember. I don't remember. That is a
Valley of the Doll? Are you talking about Valley of the Dolls?
Valley of the Dolls, yeah. It was, I'm trying to think of the drug. It's a muscle relaxant. It's not a sedative. I can look it up. I've written about it for so many years. The thing is, there's so many of them. Aspirin is from aspen tree, aspen bark, and aspen leaf. And basically, you do the extraction with an alcohol on that, what you have is a natural buffer in it as well. There's all kinds of things. I'd like to teach a class on that. Oh, I could. Okay. If somebody wants to set up a 2-hour once a week, I will teach herbal pharmacy online with at least 30 people registered. And at the end of the course, they'll get their name in the book I wrote doing that course called Herbal Pharmacy. Now, we can make carbon. You can start with the Boy Mechanic and the Boy Scientist. And I have a sixth volume over here, Boy Scout Manual, the 30s, that run it down how to do that kind of stuff. Remember your Kim Craft chemistry set. Whatever happened to that basic concept of making pipe bombs? That's why the military loved me, man.
Well, you're not allowed to do that anymore. You can't make pipe bombs. But the municipalities,
no,
the cities can.
Excuse me. I found mine three blocks over and had gone through a barn when it blew up. I set them off in sand piles, and they were little missiles is what they were. Kind of like 4th of July, only without a guidance system. A little rocket ship. I take a metal piece, take a wood dowel, and put it in the top with a nail going through it so it couldn't blow out. And then I'd fold the end of, I put fins on the thing, and I folded the thing under. And when I lit it, it would take off like a rocket ship. Whang! Straight up. And I found one about 2.5 blocks away where I went through someone's barn. I had no idea. I was 12. I didn't know what I was doing, but I certainly learned. And if I can do that at 12 years old, good gosh, man. I can't even remember, you know, the names of drugs anymore. How old is that getting? I mean, I'm just kidding. You understand?
Rick, when I was in elementary school, we learned about thrust and we learned about a jet propulsion. And literally what we did was we were given a piece of balsa wood, let's say 2 inches by 2 inches on the end and maybe 8 inches long. And we were told that we were going to hollow that out and we were going to put two screw eyes on it and we're going to fly this thing along a very taut piece of nylon fishing line. About 100 feet long. And what would happen is you put a carbon dioxide cylinder. Now, these were sold. These cylinders were about the size of a roll of nickels.
Yeah, for cake decorating.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, so you'd have one student at one end holding this nylon fishing end really taut, another student at the other end, and the teacher would take a hammer and a nail punch and punch a hole in the carbon dioxide cylinder, and the gas would come rushing out, and this little rocket, if you will, would fly along the fishing line.
Yeah.
And that's how we learned about propulsion.
And you learned Latin in second grade. Look what's happened to our educational system and the millenniums. They're smart, and they have no concept of practicality. Boy Scout manuals, boy mechanic, that kind of thing. Popular Mechanics used to be one of my favorite things that I read when I was in sixth grade.
You know, I went to an auction, and they had like a case. I mean, a huge box of old Popular Mechanics magazines. I loved them just as you did. And I thought, you know, and that was my favorite. Popular Science was okay. But Popular Mechanics, for me, was where it was at because practical applications of how to do really neat things. And so I would read it cover to cover, including all the advertisements, every time I got one, and I kept them. Well, I found at this auction this huge box of old Popular Mechanics magazines. And I think I got them for $2 or $2.50 or something like that. Nobody wanted them. Nobody. Nobody. I couldn't believe
nobody wanted them. Well, that's your basic library in the neighborhood so that your neighbor can come over and build his own windmill. You know, a windmill can pull water out of the ground just like a bicycle can. Mm-hmm. It's using the wind or using power of some kind like your exercise bike. We're going to do exercise, turn it into a power thing, pulling your water out of the ground. It's a very simple, simple process, and especially if you're pulling 60 feet. If you're more than 60 feet, you know, you might need a couple of people on the bicycle and pumping real fast, you know, tandem. I'm just kidding. But that's as simple as it gets. And this old technology does not have to be without its newer adjuncts onto it in terms of the efficiency of the flywheel. Running on an old Panasonic English racer, where you pump it up and then the wheel runs itself for a while because you've got good bearings on it, and that keeps the water moving without having to exercise. There's all kinds of things that you could do on your farm that cover your butt when the grid goes down. And basically you can count on that now, because that's what everybody's talking about, and it always starts with imagination. It'll probably be some little kid from Pakistan, a kid. Look what I can do. EMP strike. Not nuclear weapons, but it'll be someone from Pakistan or Ukraine and messing around. And it'll take the grid down. And I was just talking to someone that lives up on the New York North Side. I said, what are you going to do when you don't have any water? And, oh, by the way, the Hudson River is glowing because of Indian Point. I wouldn't be near New York right now. The problem is the New Madrid fault line has a whole bunch of nuclear reactors. And we have anything happen from Yellowstone or whatever, and you're going to be in what they call underwater mostly and without control on, like Fukushima. And it'll probably be a forbidden zone for humans.
Rick, I've been thinking about this.
You need to.
We deliberately chose Missouri as a place where we thought it'd be safer than most places. But you know what? Everybody is downwind from a nuclear reactor.
You need to turn those switches off. That's what your power company should be doing.
Well, if I get elected...
That's what your power company should be doing immediately. We did it here in Oregon. We don't have any nuclear power plants. We just have it.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Graham's with us. Rick, in 1876, Nicholas Otto was working with Gottlieb Daimler and William Maybeck. And he patented the compressed charged four-cycle engine. That would be the internal combustion engine that we have. That's the design of the internal combustion engine that we have in our automobiles.
Yeah, runs on biomass from alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, and so the question...
Yeah,
so most of us are using gasoline mixed with about 10% ethanol alcohol in our automobiles and light trucks today. And my question is, that internal combustion engine, you know, the principles really haven't changed since 1876. I mean, we still have intake, compression, explosion, exhaust. Intake, compression, explosion, exhaust. Over and over and over. Those four cycles of the four-cycle engine. Well, we've been using gasoline as the primary fuel, or oil-based fuels from...
Petroleum, yeah.
Petroleum, yeah. The question is, the engines haven't changed very much in terms of, I mean, they've gotten more sophisticated. We've got computer controls, and they're more efficient, and they make more horsepower, and they're more reliable, and all those kinds of things. But the principle upon which they operate has been unchanged since 1876. And we're using fossil fuel, if you want to call it, or petroleum or crude oil from the ground as the raw material that's refined as the fuel. gasoline and diesel and so forth, Caro. Well, are we running out of oil, Rick, in your mind?
No. You know, there's a lot of oil everywhere. That's why Iran and Iraq and Egypt and Israel, you know, their war, it's all about petroleum. Now, by the way, it was Valium, and I couldn't remember it, but it's Valerian, and they make Valium from it. But there's a whole bunch of local things in each state. Missouri has its own analogs to Golden Seal. Oregon, our Golden Seal is Oregon Grapefruit. It's got more hydrastine than berberine. It has more berberine than hydrastine, but same thing. And each state has its own pharmacy American Indians used to use. Now, there's a concept here. I wrote a book called The Magical and Ritual Use of Herbs back 45 years ago to keep 28 herbs that grew naturally out of the Uniform Controlled Substance Act. Now, it worked because I assigned sacraments, kind of like ayahuasca is today. You had your churches, dimethyltryptamine, whatever, that used the American Indian, went with the Native American religion, which was peyote. That's a new thing. But because it was a sacrament, and it grew naturally, it was legal. And almost every single pharmacy originally came from natural plants rather than being synthesized, like Valium. Valium is now made artificially. And we have a whole bunch of different things that are like that, that we make synthetic rather than raw material. But each region has a raw material base that's unique to that region, habitat. That's what I'm going to be talking about next week, is habitat and regional variations on chemistry, so that you now have in different regions barter with tropical Hawaii and Arctic Alaska. You know, Arctic Alaska and their omega-3s are unbelievable. You can get purslane out of Arizona that grows six to 7 inches high rather than 1 or 2 inches like in your garden. That's what our future is in.
And you mentioned barter. You mentioned barter, and that's what's happening in Venezuela. People don't have any money.
That's just like the Ithaca dollar when I was in grad school.
Yeah, and Venezuela is, if you want to see what's going to happen, just look at Venezuela. People are starving. They can't get supplies, can't get materials. The supply chain is shut down.
Everything's being controlled by the government now, down there. That's how we're going to go if we're not careful.
Yeah. Dr. Ram, thanks so much for being with us. DocRam.com, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Thank you so much, Rick.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.